Matos. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the heads of the tribes, Levnei Yisrael, Lamer. To the Levnei Yisrael saying, Zeh HaDavar HaShasiva Hashem, this is the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, Ish Ki Yidir Neder LaHashem, if a person makes a neder to Hashem, or Yishav HaShua, or he swears, he makes a vow, Lesser Yisrael Nafshay, to make a prohibition on himself, Lo Yachel Devaroi, he may not defile his words, Kechol HaYoytze Mipiv Yaseh, like everything that he utters from his mouth, he should do. So Rashi says over here, Vosef, as it says, Vayidaber Moishel Roshe HaMatos, Levnei Yisrael, he said to the heads of the Shvatim to say to Levnei Yisrael, Chol HaKovid LeNesiim, he gave special honor to the Nesiim, L'lamdom T'chila, to first teach the Nesiim, V'achakach L'chol B'nei Yisrael. And then Rashi says it was really like that by all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. First he taught the Nesiim, and they taught the rest of the B'nai Yisrael. So why does the Torah B'davka say, mention it over here? If this applied to all of the other mitzvahs, so why does the Torah B'davka mention it by Nidarim? Limeit, it teaches me, Sha'afaras Nidarim B'yochid Mumcha, that L'chadchila, Ha'afaras Nidarim has to be with the Yochid Mumcha, an individual that's an expert. If there isn't a Yachid Mumcha there, you can do it with three simple people. But L'chadchila is telling you it has to be someone that's daima to the Rosh HaMatos. It has to be a Yachid Mumcha. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha over here. But see, if it would be talking about later on in the parasha, which deals with Hafara, so fine, so over there I can understand that Rosh HaMatos are mentioned. But Rosh HaMatos are mentioned over here on the Ishki Yidr Nether part. It's mentioned over here in the very beginning. It's mashma that the Rosh HaMatos doesn't just have a shaykhis with the hafara. It has a connection with the Etzim Nether itself. So what does Rashi mean over here? We mentioned the Rosh HaMatos because of hafara. Abul Amaisit mentions it in the beginning. The Iker commandment is said through the Rosh HaMatos. What's the pshat? So I saw one of the Svarim says that Enochinami, it's like Rashi says, that the Iker of the Rosh HaMatos was said Lagabi HaFara. But for somebody to be able to be Mefer, he has to first understand the Chaymer of Neder L'chadchila. As the Iker Neder, how chumadik it is a Dibur. And the Torah says that the Dibur has an effect, and it ashers something up. A Neder is a very chumadik dikizach, and a Shvuah is a very chumadik dikizach. So the reason why the Chacham, why the Torah wanted that the Yachid Mumcha should be the one that's made for the Chetchila, because he knows better than anybody else what the Chumrah of the Neder is. And he wouldn't be made for so easily. You know, you can't just, a Neder is not something to be played around with. So therefore the Torah says, V'yidaber Moshe Rosh HaMatos L'vnei Yisrael L'emor, Z'adav Rosh HaSiv HaShem Ish K'yidr Neder. And the beginning was set to the Rosh HaMatos. They understand better than anybody else what the chaymer of a neder is. The mela, that's why lechetchila later on, it has to be lechetchila through a yachid mumcha, because he's not going to be so lenient, he's not going to be so makel when it comes to these inyanim, because he understands better than anybody else the chaymer of nedarim. We had a mice in camp a few years ago in the summer, kindishizach. Kids thing, a camper got angry at his counselor, and he made a nether not to have any anor from his counselor, which runs into problems because the counselor's, you know, catering to the kids, you know, it means you have no shaykhs to the counselor whatsoever. You know, we didn't know what to do. So we asked Punk the Rabbanim that were in the yeshiva then, we're not in town or whatever, so we called Rav Katz from Lakewood, and he gave a heter, but he says, make it difficult for the kid. In other words, don't let him off so easily. You have to teach a kid that a neder is a very, very chumriyistic thing. And even if there is a heter, and even if he could be shayl on the neder, do not do it until you make it very difficult for the kid. And that's really what the pshat is over here. The Rosh HaMatos was said l'chadchila, l'gabi the ikur neder, because they understand better than anybody else what the chaymer ha-neder is. It's precisely because of that that l'chadchila, they wanted a yachid mumcha to do it, because he's not going to be so quick in being matur nedar. Ish ki yidr neder l'Hashem. I saw a very nice pshat, b'shem ha-goyin revaren bachs, said Sal. In Masechtas Nedarim daf chav beis amud aleph, there are two members from Ando Amrim that seem to be a machlokes. One man d'amar says in Masechtas Nedarim that somebody that makes Nedarim is called a Kaddish. It's called holy. He ashers up things of Eilam Hazeh that really should be mutter. And he makes an effort to be pirish from Eilam Hazeh. He's called a Kaddish. And there's another man d'amar that lehepach. He says that someone that makes Nedarim ki ilu bono bono. It's like you built a bama, which is awesome. And he's adding on to the Torah. There are enough Isurim in the Torah. There was no need to asher up new things when the Torah has already plenty prohibitions. So the other man d'amar says lehepach. It's not a good thing. So Baron Bakst asks, how's it shayach that you have a machlokes two man d'amrim and a mamish goes mikotze el hakotze from one extreme to the next? One man d'amar says he's a kadosh and the other man d'amar says he's Avraham and Abeiru. What's the pshat in this machlokes? So he brings down a moridiki gemara, famous gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Hayam Bet Aleph. The sugya over there deals with how long you have to wait in between eating milk, eating meat, and you can eat milk afterwards. So it says over there, Mar Ukva said that I am considered vinegar in comparison to my father, who is considered wine. I am Chaimiz Ben Yayin. Why? He said, my father, when he used to eat meat, he waited a full 24 hours before he ate milk. And by me, it's only from one Suda to the next, which is 6 hours, whatever it is. So Shnel said the Kasha, so why didn't you do like your father? Why, Taka, are you a Chaimiz Ben Yayin? If that was your father's minig, so you should have done like your father. So the Velt says over that Marukva's father, the reason why he waited 24 hours, because he felt Lefi his Tunas HaNefesh, Lefi his Reinumas HaNeshama, he felt it shtered his Neshama, it shtered his Ruchnias, if he would eat milk within 24 hours. So Machmas, his Dargin Ruchnias, he waited a full 24 hours. Marukva wasn't on the same madrega as his father. Marukva says, I am Chaim Tzlagabi Yayin. I am on a much lower madrega. So therefore, I don't feel a chasan in my ruchnias if I eat milk so closely afterwards. Now, I'll say to imitate my father, to imitate for no reason at all. Stam to imitate. That is no tachlisim. If the pshat is be'etzim, I'm doing it because I feel that for my ruchnias is better to do it a full 24 hours. That was my father. He was the Yayin. I'm only chaimitz. I'm only vinegar compared to him. I don't feel if he my madrega that I have to wait 24 hours. Then if I would do like my father, it would only be an imitation that I'm not willing to do. So there are up to Ryan Boxley. That's pshat in the Gemara over here. That's actually, it's not a machlek. It's between the two man d'amrim. One is being mashlin the other. The first man d'amrim says, kol anoyder is considered kadosh. When's he considered a kadosh? If he feels that this gashmi is the good thing, meat, for example, is bad for his neshama, he feels it makes him more magushimdik. And he makes a neder l'shem shamayim. He does it because he feels he wants to be oilin ruchnias, and this particular gashmi is the good thing is not good for his ruchnias. And he makes a neder, then he's nikra kadosh. The other man d'amar is not arguing, he's being mashlim. On the other hand, if you make a neder only because that's what's done, because people make nidarim, but it's not done with the full sincerity, and it's not done because be'emes you feel it's an aliyah for your neshama, then it's taka kilu bana bama. It's like building a bama, because it's not really you, it's not really in you, what's negated to you. I remember reading, when Reb Henoch Leibowitz, the Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chofetz Chaim, when he was nifter, said I had write-ups on him. So I remember reading something that was I felt was very interesting. When he was a bacher, he was already an older bacher, he was already in his 20s. So he came home. His father was Reb David Leibowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chofetz Chaim. He was Chofetz Chaim's nephew. And he came home and he bought himself a black suit. So his father asks him, what's this? He said, I bought myself a black suit. So he says, you're not holding it by a black suit. He said, go return it back to the store. Apparently in those days, it wasn't like today where everybody wears a black suit. But it was a simon of Aliyah, it was a simon of Hachnoah, and he held it at 20, whatever it was, he wasn't yet holding by that. Don't do something which is not for your madrega. That's the pshat in the Gemara. One man d'amar says you're called Kadosh if you do it taka l'shem Hashem. On the other hand, if you do it because it's the mode, that's what people are doing, and you don't put the full thought into it, that's kilu bana bama. So that's merumas in the pasuk over here, ish ki yider neder l'Hashem. has to be a neder l'Hashem, where it's emes dik l'shem shamayim, it's done with the kavona kedosha, then it's talking neder l'Hashem. But if it's stam, it was done without thinking, then ein achinami, then it doesn't have a chashivus, and then it's kilu bono bono. Lo yachil devaroi, he should not defile his words, kichol hayoytzi mipiv yaseh, like everything that he utters from his mouth, he should do. The chidah over here brings down two very nice pshatim. One of them, the first pshat, the Chofetz Chaim used to say kiseidah. Lo yachil devaroi, do not defile your words. Keep your word. Don't speak dvarim b'teilim, don't speak lashon hara, don't speak nivul peh. Don't speak things that shouldn't be spoken. You know what you're going to gain from that? If your dibur is kadosh, then anything that leaves your mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mekayim your word. For those people that speak, you know, that they say anything that comes to their mind, that could be anything. For them, their dibur has no merit in the eyes of Hashem. He doesn't have to be mekayim. If you're on a madrega, you're careful with your words. You count your words. You don't speak Dvarim B'Teilim, you don't speak Lashon Hara. Then, Kichol HaYoytzi Mipiv Yaseh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekayem all your words. I probably have mentioned this story already, but Chofetz Chaim had a Talmud that was drafted to the army. So Chofetz Chaim wrote him out a letter. He says, take this to Reb Chaim Brisker, and he has an in with the government. He'll take care of it. He'll get you out of the army. So he arrives to Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker was in the middle of a meeting with Rabbonim. So the Bachar comes and shows him the letter. Reb Chaim stops the meeting. He says, I have to go be Mekayim, the request of the Kohen Gadol. He said about the Chofetz Chaim. And he went off to the government circles to take care of this inyan. And he came back after a pretty short period of time. So Reb Chaim told this Bachar, says, the Chofetz Chaim must be machshav you, because this thing took much quicker than usual. He said, Bechlal, you should know that whatever the Chofetz Chaim says, they hear his words in Shemayim. That's the pshat. Lo yachal devaroi, kichol hayoytzi mipiv yaseh. But then he brings down a pshat from Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital says a pshat, b'shem Moreinu Reb Shimon Cherno. I don't know who that is. He says like this, lo yachal devaroi, don't be mechal your words. Don't make your words chulin. Why? Because kichol hayoytzi mipiv yaseh, whatever leaves a person's mouth, it has a pu'ula on the bria. It does something to the bria. If a person speaks dvarim shebikdusha, if a person is mispalel, that is poilin the olamus elyonim. It does meridik things. We don't always see the results right away, but it has a meridik effect on the bria. And lehepach if chas v'sholem, a person speaks lashon hara dvarim b'teilim, then it gives chizuk to the sitra achra chas v'sholem. So ask them shat lo yachel devari. Don't defile your words. You want to know why? Because kichal hayoytzim mipiv yaseh, whatever comes out of your mouth, it will be done, for good or for bad. So don't defile your words to give kaiches to the kaiches, kaiches to the kaiches antumah. Lehepach, with tefillah, with taira, you give kaiches to the tzad hakedusha. Azoy zok dechido b'shem Reb Chaim Vital. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'yes ha-midyonim. Avenge the nekama of the b'nei Yisrael from the midyonim. Achar te'yosef el amecha. And then afterwards, you will be nifter, you will be gathered into your people. Vaydaber Moshe el ha'om leimer. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the people saying, Hecholzu me'yitchem anoshim latzoba. Arm for yourself men for the army. The Yihu al Midyon, they'll go against Midyon. Lo seis nikmas Hashem de Midyon, to avenge the nekama of Hashem in Midyon. So the Malbim points out over here in Meiri de Gediuk. If you look at the Pasuk, it starts out, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, me'yesh ha-midyonim. Take the nekama of the b'nei Yisrael, avenge the nekama of the b'nei Yisrael. Yet when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the tzivi over to the Bnei Yisrael, he said, "Echoltzum yitchem anoshim latzava, v'yu al midyan losis nikmas Hashem b'midyan, the nekama of Hashem in midyan." Hashem said, "The nikmas Bnei Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "The nekama of Hashem." What's the pshat? Zok the Malbim Amayu the Kipshat. Malbim says that there were two nekamas that were supposed to be taken against Midian. They did two avos. Number one, they were the Geirim that 24,000 Yidden were nifter. Because of the Maisa's noose with the Avodah Zarah, they were a Geirim, 24,000 Yidden should be nifter. That's Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael should take Nekama for the fact that 24,000 of them died. But they did another Avla, and they did an Avla to Hashem. Because they were guiding them to be Chayte, that's already a Ben Adam HaMakim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, was as Nikmas Hashem B'midyan. And why did Moshe Rabbeinu change from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Because the B'nai Yisrael knew, it says in the Pasuk, then you're going to be nifter. The Bnei Yisrael didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to be nifter. So therefore, the Bnei Yisrael, the Chil of the Medrash says they were lax in going to fight Midian. Because the quicker they get rid of Midian, the quicker Moshe Rabbeinu is nifter. So they said, listen, if it's Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, we could be Michael on our club. You know, we don't have to take Nikama right away. For that, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, but it's also Nikmas Hashem. Else Nikmas Hashem, and that you can't be Mavater, and therefore you should hurry it up and do it as quickly as possible. So there were two Nekamas over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Nikmas B'nai Yisrael, bigger. But because there was a chance that the B'nai Yisrael would be Meichel Al Kfeidah, I say, okay, fine, not so bad. And they'll take their time because they want Moshe Rabbeinu to stay around for a long time. For that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's Nikmas Hashem. And I'm covered on Mokim, for that you cannot wait. There's a medrash on this week's on this pasuk. On Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leiman and Kaim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. Achar to Yosef al Amecha. State medrash Rabba. Hoya Moshe Rabbeinu misave lirois benikmas Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu had a special rutzen to see the nekama of Midian. For all of Neamar about this, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yismach tzadik ki chozo nokam. The tzadik will rejoice because he saw Nekama. So you have to understand why Dafka over here against Midian was Moshe Rabbeinu so interested in seeing the Nekama more than any other nation. What was the special simcha in the Nekama over here? So the Dubna Magid says a very nice marshal. There was once a gvir, rich man, that had an only son. And the son was talented, and the son was smart, and he was witty. And the usher had a lot of honor from him. But there was only one problem. The fellow had a taste for wine. And sometimes when he really got into it, he was really out of it. You know, he became shikker and he made a fool of himself. And this kept on happening all too often. Usher was besides, well, he didn't know what to do. He pleaded with the son, please stop him. But the more he pleaded, the more the son didn't listen. One day, a doctor comes into town and he has cures for various maladies. The father, there's a big doctor here. He goes to him, he says, what could I do? My son drinks and drinks. Do you have any medicine that could cure him of his typhoid? So the doctor said, I have the perfect solution. I have a medicine doctor that not only will he stop drinking, it's going to be meis to him. His mom says, it's going to be repulsive to him to drink. And sure enough, the doctor gave him some potion, some medicine. It worked like a charm. Not only did he stop drinking, but he was from it. The father was overjoyed and he gave the doctor a hein rav. But he wanted to see, is it really a long-term thing? Is it really working? He wanted to test the son. So he sends his son to a winemaker. He said, go get me a barrel of wine from this fella. He wanted to see what the son's reaction would be. Son comes in and orders a certain wine. Winemaker said, let me go down to the cellar, I'll get you the wine. While he goes down, the son is waiting upstairs. There's a bunch of empty barrels, and it had the smell of wine. And it was so repulsive to him that he took out a stick. He started smashing the barrels, almost into smithereens. The winemaker comes up, what are you doing? You're smashing my barrels. And he runs to the father, and he tells him, your son, you know what he did? He smashed up all my empty barrels. So the father said, don't have time. I'll pay you for all the barrels. For me, it's the biggest symptom. I was worried that maybe it wasn't the lasting thing. But I see Taki, he's so famished from wine that even the smell of wine causes him to smash the barrels. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about the Bnei Yisrael. They had an incident with Midian. And Pinchas, he calmed down the Magefa. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that there were still remnants of the Taiva that were left over amongst the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, he wanted to see how are they going to wage war against the Midian. Is it going to be lackadaisical? Is it going to be without much effort or whatever? Then it's a sign that they're not repulsed by the Midyanim. But if they go with full-fledged effort, and they go with their full zrizas, and they mamish fight them and kill them out, then I'll see that Taki, they found them repulsive, and they wanted to get rid of them lagami. That's the pshat over here, when the Medrash says, Hayom Moshe Rabbeinu Misave, Liris Benik Mismidyan. But all of Ne'amar, Yismach Tzadik Yichoz Anakam. When he saw the oifen in which the Bnei Yisrael went, and they fought against the Midyanim, oh, he saw Baruch Hashem, the remnants of any taiva are totally gone, and they taka hated the Midyanim, betach was asin. There's a parsha at the end of this week's Sedr. That's the parsha of the Bnei God, the Bnei Ruben. Pasuk says, "Umikne Rav Hoyol of Bnei Ruben, will of Bnei God, Otsum Ma'oid." And very much cattle. Vayiru Eseretz Yazer, Eseretz Gilod. They saw the land of Yazer and Gilod on the other side of the Yarden. Vinei Hamokim Mokim Mikne. It's a place of pasture, wonderful place for their cattle. So they came over to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomru Motzonu Chaim Beinecha. If we find favor in your eyes, Yutan Eseretz Hazois Labadecha. Maybe you can give us this land. So Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning got very upset with them. Your brothers are going to go out to war in Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to sit back here? He said, no, they reassured him. We're going to swiftly arm ourselves. We're not going to return to our houses. When everybody gets near Nachla, then we'll first return to our thing. Very good. Then you'll return. If you don't do this, then you did a terrible sin to Hashem. You should know that this Aveira will cause you problems. So the Sefer from the Einikel, an Einikel of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, it's Chochmas Chaim. It's called. She says a very nice Zohar over here. The Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain told Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to go with them. We're going to fight with them. You know, they're masking 100%. We never had in mind not to fight with them. We'll go fight with them. We're going to stay with them till the end. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu giving them Musri afterwards? If you're not going to do it, then you should know it's going to be terrible. It's a terrible thing. They already promised they're going to do it. They said we'll sit shoulder to shoulder, hand next to hand. We're going to do mamash the full-fledged milchama. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu giving them Musr afterwards? If you don't do this, you should know it'll be a terrible chait. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, if you're medayik in the psukim, when the Bnei God and Bnei Ruven, when Lechatchila, when they were talking about they're going to arm themselves and they're going to go fight together with the Bnei Yisrael, they did not mention the name of Hashem once. We're going to fight. We're going to go. We're going to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu sensed, that's the way you talk. You don't mention the name of Hashem once. So if you look at the psukim, by Yomer Aleihem Moshe, Im Tasun Es Hadavar Hazeh, Im Techoltzu Lefnei Hashem Lamelchama. If you're going to arm yourself, but you're not going to be Seimach only on your arm, you're going to be Seimach on Lefnei Hashem. So then, V'Avar Lechem Kol Cholot Es Hayarden Lefnei Hashem, V'Yisim Nikim Hashem Umi Yisrael. But if you're not going to do it that way, you're not going to mention the Shem Hashem, so then you should know, if you take a look at the Pasuk over there, the Pasuk afterwards, it says in favor that the Taka answered, that Taka and then Taka, in those days, they heard from Moshe, we Taka misspoke, we didn't mention the name of Hashem, and they were corrected, and then they moved on, B'Shem Hashem. That's something that's very much negeilus lamais in these days where we're living in this Muhammad that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. And from the news, they went in today into Gaza. We need Yeshua's Hashem. Anyone that doesn't see the Yad Hashem in all of this, frankly, there was an Arab sheik on TV. They interviewed him and they asked him how come the missiles are missing their mark. And he said, what could we do? Their God makes them miss. He pushes it to the right and pushes it to the left. And it's impossible to make its mark. This is something that the guy is makir. So therefore, when one reads about the Iron Dome, that's the thing that's doing it for us, and who gave the seichel to make the Iron Dome? You know, where did that come from? And who says that the Iron Dome has to work all the time? Nechetesi. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That so many of them were killed, and Baruch Hashem B'Yayin Hara. I mean, every Yid is a precious, precious jewel. Over the casualty so far, and I'll buy weiter, it was kept to a minimum. We have to realize that we are an Achnu Necholeis, but it has to be B'Shem Hashem. And if it doesn't have the Shem Hashem, then Chas V'Sholom, you know, who knows what could happen. There's a Gemara, I just learned it with my shir in the morning, the Sugi of Kamtsin Bar Kamtsin. So one of the Gemaras there is that the emperor went to attack the Yidden. There was a fellow from the south that when he gave one jump, he could jump a mile at a time. And while he was flying, he used to kill out who knows how many guys. So the emperor took his crown and he put it on the ground. He's machniah himself to Hashem. He says, Yirotzen, you should not place this into the hands of this person. He was afraid of this man. He could wipe out his entire army single-handedly. So the Gemara says that this gibor piv hichshilosei. His mouth was machshelim, because he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to go out together with us as long as you don't harm us. He was saymuch in his gvura, I don't need your help, Hashem. I can do it myself as long as you don't go out against us. Pivik shilosai, what happened at the end, he went to the bathroom, a snake came and ripped out his kishkis, and that was the end of that. And when they brought the body of this gibor to the emperor, he said, he looked at his face, it was so bold, he was so powerful. He said, if not for the God of the Jews, we never would have been able to be Matzliach. We never could have been Menatzeach over him. But that's a lesson that we have to learn. We have to be saying totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Chas V'Sholom, think that it's the Iron Dome or it's the military strategy. The Ikur is we have to be saying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yirotzen Nitaka continues bringing us Yeshuas the way he has until now. A good Shabbos, everybody. Have a good summer. We'll be the last year. We should have a good